This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions and share vital health information with you. You can call us at 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we got lots to share with you this hour. We're going to pay tribute to shock jock Don Imus. And yeah, there's a health angle to this story. Also, flight attendants sue Delta Airlines over toxic new uniforms. What's up with that? And the benefits of exercise for your brain's gray matter, the benefits of high vitamin A intake for skin cancer risk, and tea drinkers, turns out they live longer. All that this hour and more. 877-726-8255 is a number that you can call during this program, and you can weigh in live with your questions or comments. But during the off hours, when we're not on, you can also record a question, as did this caller. Let's hear that.
Is preparing broccoli and kale in a Vitamix blender as nutritious and helpful as just eating it in a salad? Period. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, and then there's a parakeet in the background. So we've got a very bucolic setting. Someone maybe in South Florida sitting on their patio calling us with birds in the background drinking their broccoli kale smoothie. Let's talk about that. You know, first of all, there are different ways to extract nutrients from fruits and vegetables. You can use a juicer, and what the juicer will do is it'll depulp the fruit or vegetable in question and render a clear juice. And when you do that, and by the way, that's not the Vitamix, because the Vitamix actually incorporates the pulp, from what I understand. When you juice, you actually may be losing some of the beneficial fiber that is present in these fruits and vegetables. And it's thought that, you're going to get many of the nutrients, the vitamins, minerals, and the helpful, antioxidant substances when you juice. But you're going to leave some of that beneficial fiber behind. Well, you know, you may not want to be picking, little pieces of broccoli or kale out of your teeth all morning long. So for some people, that's a preferred way of getting their nutrients out of fruits and vegetables. Vitamix tends to keep some of that pulp. It just is it's a very high-intensity thing that breaks up the fibers so that it's more drinkable. But it's sort of a slurry, and you're going to get some of the benefits. So that's, I think, the advantage of using a Vitamix. The problem, though, is when you take a lot of cruciferous vegetables, if you just eat broccoli and kale, you know, there's going to be a point of satiety where you say, I've had enough broccoli and kale. I've eaten three pieces of broccoli. I've had a serving of kale, and I'm full. That's enough. When you put a bunch of broccoli, like stalks of broccoli, into the Vitamix along with bunches of kale leaves into a Vitamix. You're concentrating that. And that's to the good. I mean, you know, say you're looking for the cancer-fighting nutrients, you want sulforaphane, you know, which is a wonderful detox also for neurological disorders, fine. But you're also getting a lot of oxalates, which some people are sensitive to. They can sometimes deposit in joints and create problems. But more importantly, you're getting high levels of what are called goitrogens. And toxicity to the thyroid with cabbage family vegetables doesn't usually occur unless people really go nuts on them. You have to have enormous amounts, or you have to juice in a very concerted way to get enough of those thyroid disrupting chemicals into your system that will ultimately suppress your thyroid. So, I mean, that's just the caution on that. I think it's fine, you know, occasionally. I wouldn't go overboard. I would have a small portion. For some people, they'd rather drink their broccoli and kale. And by the way, when it's raw, it's going to be even more potent in terms of delivering some of these the nutritional benefits, but as well as some of the potential nutritional liabilities. So there you have it. You know, am I a big fan of juicing? You know, one of the problems with juicing is that for people who really crave sweets, they love juicing. You know, they put all kinds of fruits, you know, mangoes and, you know, apples and very sweet fruits and cherries and things like that into the juicer, and they'll just guzzle that. And, you know, fine, they're getting a lot of the healthy benefits of the fruit, but they're also getting lots of sugar, because sugar by any other name taste is sweet and has the same metabolic effects, even if it's natural sugar versus, you know, refined table sugar. And that can be a downside. But, you know, what you're doing, you're not getting a lot of carbohydrate calories from kale and broccoli. So from that standpoint, the juicing is really not going to be a problem. But just beware of, you know, maintaining yourself on a blood sugar roller coaster if you're contemplating a, quote, juice fast. Use too much fruit, and you're going to send your blood sugar up, and then it's going to plummet, and you're going to feel bent out of shape. 877-726-8255 is our number. And I want to talk a little bit about Don Imus, because think of him what you will. A very controversial figure. Basically booted off the air because of racist comments. And then he had a second career. He came back on. He was contrite. And he was nothing if not irascible. That was the word for Don Imus. I mean, you never knew what he was going to, like, turn on you. And whether you were a guest or whether you were a staff person, some of the most important people in the news would come in his show, and he would get them to really let their hair hang down. And you really see a different public face of them when they were talking to Don Imus. He was a comic, but also a very serious and intelligent guy. And he just passed away at the age of 79. And some people got it wrong. They said that he died of prostate cancer. That is absolutely not true. And there's an interesting story behind that. The reason he died is because he smoked a lot, messed up his lungs, and then on top of that, he was an avid equestrian, rode horses at his Texas ranch. He fell off a horse, he damaged a lung, and he had to have a lung removed. So he's working on one lung, and it was a bad lung. And so if he got a cold or flu, he had very little reserve. So he, in the later years, he was always off the air. He was having trouble breathing. He was using oxygen because he was really running on fumes when it comes to lung capacity, as many patients who have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or emphysema can easily identify with. But he was diagnosed around 10 years ago with prostate cancer. And instead of taking an aggressive approach with surgery or radiation for his prostate cancer, he decided to opt for active holistic surveillance. And he worked with a guy who is a frequent guest on my podcast, Dr. Aaron Katz, who's one of the pioneers of active holistic surveillance, which means you got prostate cancer, but it's in an early stage, and you do something called watchful waiting, but you also incorporate aggressive lifestyle modification with diet and exercise. And Imus was fortunate enough to be married to Deidre Imus, who is a real proponent of diet and healthy lifestyle. And so she really helped him to clean up his act when it came to eating. He was on a quasi-vegan diet, and he exercised, in spite of the fact that he had reduced lung capacity, he exercised on a regular basis, pushed himself to get on the treadmill and crank out aerobic exercise. And his prostate cancer did not come back. His prostate cancer was held at bay for 10 years. And it illustrates that a conservative approach to prostate cancer, he's a role model for it. It's a good choice because it has a favorable survival rate, which could be as high as 98% for early prostate cancer. And you also avoid some of the nasty side effects such as incontinence and impotence, all kinds of urinary difficulties that are associated with radical surgery or even radiation, which is thought to be less invasive, but, you know, it's consequential. It has an impact on your sexual and urinary function. So, the public face of Imus was gruff, but he was a smart guy and a thoughtful guy, and he opted for unlike a lot of celebrities. A lot of celebrities, they're kind of all in with conventional medicine. But he was a kind of a cantankerous guy, a free thinker, and he ignored the advice of some of his more aggressive urologists, opted instead for following the advice of Dr. Aaron Katz, who is by no means eccentric. He's head of urology at NYU now, and is a big believer in the impact of lifestyle. Among the supplements that Don Imus used to talk about taking, something called AHCC, active hexose correlated compound, but he probably took a handful of pills and supplements under Dr. Katz's guidance, and especially with Deidre's encouragement, because she's a big supplement proponent. And he just passed away at the age of 79 in College Station, Texas, over the Christmas weekend. And it was due to just his lung disease. Clearly, he had probably had an upper respiratory infection, got into his lungs, and with the little lung capacity he had left, it just didn't cut it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman here. You know, as a physician, I get all kinds of alerts. New York has a system for alerting physicians about health problems and epidemics. And apparently there's an epidemic of respiratory problems in long-term healthcare facilities, a.k.a. nursing homes. And so immunity is really a big issue this time of year. You know, it's cold and people are confined inside and everybody's sniffling, coughing. And for some people, the flu can pose a significant hazard. So if you're looking to give your immune system a boost, here's a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Now, rosemary aids circulation. It helps alleviate muscle pain. It even improves memory and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. So for more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman and boost your immune system this perilous winter season. All right, this item, kind of a curious item. The international news reports that flight attendants are suing Delta Airlines over toxic uniforms. More than 500 Delta employees have filed a class action suit alleging that they suffered from a range of health issues, including severe respiratory illnesses, sinusitis, nosebleeds, rashes, blisters, boils, hair loss, and generalized fatigue. They filed a class action suit against Lands' End, the provider of these uniforms to Delta Airlines. They made them dresses, skirts, shirts, blouses, jumpers, jackets, and pants, which are billed as being high stretch, wrinkle and stain resistant, waterproof, fire resistant, anti-static, and deodorizing. And the suit says that Lands' End uses various chemical additives and finishes to achieve these characteristics, which ultimately can be harmful to human health. So chemical-laden clothing can be a problem for some people. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity.
I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, during the holidays, I had a little extra time and started reading some interesting books, including The Way We Eat Now, How the Food Revolution Has Transformed Our Lives, Our Bodies, and Our World by B. Wilson. B. Wilson is also the author of a great book for parents, grandparents. It's called First Bite, and it's about how to get kids to eat healthier. Her latest book is a reflection on what's happening to the way we eat in this country. We have more choices than ever before, and we also have a lot more healthy options. But still, the net result is that we're getting sicker and sicker and heavier and heavier. And she talks about the trend towards eating out. Now, eating out used to be a very big deal. You would cook at home, and then occasionally you'd have a celebratory dinner out with family or friends. But now eating out is the predominant way that Americans eat. They prepare less and less food at home, and they eat out more and more. And even if you're not going out, you can have eat-out foods delivered to you through services like Deliveroo and Uber Eats. You can have the most exotic specialty delivered right to your door. It's not just about Domino's Pizza. It's pioneered home delivery of pizza. You can get virtually anything delivered to you 24/7 anywhere in the United States. So she points out in the book that a more serious problem with the rise of eating, and I'm quoting, the rise of eating out, is that it has come at a heavy nutritional cost. One study from the United States found that eating just one meal away from home every week translates over a year to a weight gain of around 2.2 pounds. That's year in and year out. It's equivalent to an overage of 134 calories a day. And she adds, most people in the United States and elsewhere don't eat just one meal away from home, but many. So imagine that effect amplified, week after week, year after year, meal after meal. And you just, when you're cooking for yourself, you can be more selective about ingredients. You can use high quality ingredients. You can use organic foods. You can use the right types of condiments and spices, and you don't take shortcuts with cheap synthetic vegetable oils and stuff that they use to flavor up and sex up restaurant food, the vast majority of which is very appealing, ultra palatable, but not made with nutritional considerations foremost. That's quite an understatement. 877-726-8255 is our number. And on the eating front, kids are bombarded with food ads. And this is actually a big controversy because they say those food ads during kid shows deliberately target kids to get them to pester their parents to buy all kinds of poor quality food, highly caloric breakfast cereals and treats. And studies have shown that the vast majority of the stuff that's advertised on those shows isn't really good for you. So a new study in the Journal of Nutrition Education and Behavior is seeking to discover if the converse is true. If kids watch a child-oriented cooking show featuring healthy food, would it actually promote their interest in healthy food. So what do you think? Researchers asked 125 10 to 12-year-olds, with parental consent, of course, at five schools in the Netherlands to watch 10 minutes of a Dutch public television cooking program designed for children, and then offered them a snack as a reward for participating. Children who watched the healthy program were far more likely to choose one of the healthy snack options, an apple or a few pieces of cucumber. Get a kid to eat cucumber, that's quite a feat. Then one of the unhealthy options, a handful of chips or a handful of salted mini pretzels. Specifically, kids who watched a child-oriented cooking show featuring healthy food were 2.7 times more likely to make a healthy food choice. So, you know, propaganda can work both ways. You can encourage kids to opt for salty, sugary, ultra-refined snacks with commercials that are so prevalent on these kid shows. But you can also propagandize them. I mean, kids are, you know, they're fertile soil for indoctrination. And if you indoctrinate them right, it could actually help turn them towards more nutrient-rich foods, including fruits and vegetables. You know, of course, modern reliance on ready-prepared foods and a lack of modeling by parents in preparing fresh foods have led to a drop in cooking skills among kids. But, you know, look, talking about life skills, you know, we ought to teach kids more critical thinking, you know, how to analyze all the media stuff that's coming at them. We need to teach kids scientific and health literacy, but we also, not a bad idea to teach kids some basic cooking and food preparation and food selection skills, because that's going to be, have a big impact on them. It's not just about going out in the world and earning big bucks. It's also about making healthy choices in terms of diet, exercise, and lifestyle habits that can ensure a healthy adulthood. 877-726-8255. Why exercise? You know, getting out there, sweating, exerting yourself, getting out of breath. Then if you're a woman, you got to do your hair. You got to launder a lot of clothes. It's a big hassle. So here's a good reason for you to exercise in 2020. It's good for your brain's gray matter. You know the expression, how much gray matter do you have? Well, gray matter is the type of cells which appear to correlate with various skills and cognitive abilities. The more gray matter you have, the more you can perform optimally on mental and intellectual tasks. So this study comes to us from Germany. Over 2,000 adults, participants were examined in phases from 1997 through 2012. They looked at exercise and cardiorespiratory fitness. And what they found is that aerobic exercise may contribute to improved brain health and decelerate a decline in gray matter. You can stave off the age-related decline in gray matter and forestall brain shrinkage through exercise. So, you know, I'm an inveterate exerciser. Sometimes I don't really feel like it. I push myself to do it. I usually feel better when I do. But I like the consequences, especially when it comes to brain function, which I tend to prize. You know, I kind of like the fact that my brain is still working. Hopefully, some of you agree. Higher vitamin A intake linked to lower skin cancer risk. You know, I used to pose this question, which room in the house is most hazardous when it comes to your skin? And I threw in some options, including poolside, you know, where you're sitting outside in the direct rays of the sun, which is thought to be the major cause of skin cancer. And then I threw in your kitchen as one of the options. And it turns out that, yeah, poolside, then certainly there's a risk in laying out in the sun, unprotected, at all hours of the day, during the summer, under the direct UV rays. And there's certainly something to it, that it may promote higher risk of certain skin cancers. But the kitchen may play a role in whether you're likely to get skin cancer. According to this big study out of Brigham and Women's Hospital, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Dermatology, they looked at 122,000 U.S. women and 52,000 U.S. men over a long period of time. And what they found is that levels of consumption of vitamin A were associated with protection against skin cancer. Individuals with the highest average daily total vitamin A intake, and vitamin A, we're not talking about retinol, we're talking about beta carotene and all the carotenoids, lycopene, and even astaxanthin belongs to the carotenoid family. Individuals with the highest total vitamin A intake were 17% less likely to get skin cancer than those with the lowest total vitamin A intake. So how do you achieve that highest level of vitamin A intake? In this study, the amount of vitamin A equivalent to one medium baked sweet potato or two large carrots a day puts you in the highest category that conferred 17% protection against skin cancer. So there you have it. Consuming vitamin A or utilizing carotenoid supplements. There's some evidence that astaxanthin supplements may help to protect against skin cancer. There are advantages to being out in the sun, not the least of which is getting vitamin D production the natural way via sun exposure. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Remember that number because you can call it even after hours when our show is not on. And you can record a question. But we got a live caller, Brenda, in Scranton, Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Yes, thank you for your call and for your show. So I wonder where you stood on the subject of vegetarian diet for children, like the mother even being a vegetarian while she was pregnant, and, you know, right through the whole childhood. I mean, she's totally vegetarian. Her husband's totally vegetarian. And so now they are raising two small children. They have nutritional profiles done, and they are good. But one of the children has developed lazy eye, which, you know, I guess only about 3% of children develop that. So I'm just wondering if you think there is some connection, or, you know, what you think about that in general.
I can't really correlate lazy eye to a vegetarian diet. But you say that they're getting checked out nutritionally, and presumably that involves looking at key things like whether they're getting adequate protein, whether they have adequate B12, adequate iron. These are some of the key factors, limiting factors of a vegetarian diet. And it can be done, but you have to be careful. Because you're missing some things, especially when you're on a vegan diet. And actually, some parents have been tried and convicted of child abuse, for especially when you try to give infants a pure vegan diet. You know, like instead of feeding them, breast milk and cow's milk, giving them something like coconut milk or something like that. You know, that's a big mistake. It can result in real delays in growth and development, especially for really small kids. But, you know, kids can do okay on a vegetarian diet. Studies suggest that generally they're a little bit shorter than kids who are on an omni diet. Certainly on a vegetarian diet, you're avoiding some of the crap that's in the standard American diet. Generally, you know, kids can be healthier in some respects. But kids need omega-3 fatty acids. And yes, you can get them from vegetarian sources like flax oil. But some people don't convert the flax oil very efficiently to fish oil. When I see people who are determined to be on vegetarian diets, or especially when they want their kids to be on those diets, I generally recommend omega-3 supplements, and you can get them algae-based. They don't have to be derived from fish to provide DHA especially, which is essential for the development of the eyes and the brain. Lazy eye, I can't really attribute to that, because that's something that happens to, you know, small percentage of kids, and, you know, certainly kids who are non-vegetarian get it quite often. It's doable. It's just, I don't think it's advisable. I think you have to really jump through hoops to make sure that you meet all your nutritional needs. But if that provides, some family cohesiveness, and if there's buy-in by the kids feel good about it, then, it could work. It could work. What do the kids typically eat?
Well, it's generally all organic, a lot of beans. Unfortunately, I see the children eating a lot of pasta, but they do eat
it's going to be like a high carb, unfortunately, a little bit of a high carb diet. So for kids who are prone to obesity, it's going to be a little high carb. The other concern I have is, at least on a theoretical basis, soy is has a hormonal effect, and it may have an estrogenic effect, a feminizing effect in boys, and possibly both a protective but also a stimulatory effect on the estrogenic tissue in girls, breasts and uterus. So it's unclear what the really high amounts of soy do. You know, we look at the Orient, we look at Asia as well, you know, they consume a lot of soy. Well, they don't really consume as much refined soy and faux meat as American vegetarians. Yes, they have some tofu, that's part of the diet, but they're not concentrating the isoflavones in soy in so many vegetarian protein sources like soy burgers and processed soy and soy milk. So that's at least a theoretical concern. I don't think the word is out on what that's going to do to kids. If they were my kids or my grandkids, I wouldn't recommend that they go that way. Yes, plant-based, but with the option for some eggs, certainly possibly some dairy products. And, you know, maybe the occasional animal protein would be a good way to complement and balance that diet, make it a healthier regimen. This item, tea drinkers live longer. Yeah, it's true. Habitual tea consumption is associated with lower risks of cardiovascular disease and all-cause death. How about this study? Over 100,000 participants in China. They found that habitual tea consumption was associated with more healthy years of life and longer life expectancy. So tea, but green tea seemed to hold the advantage over dark tea when it comes to the cardiovascular and anti-aging benefits. All right, well, thanks for joining us. Great program. Thank you for your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number if you want to record a question. And check out our website at drhoffman.com for lots more content. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can download our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter and become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have yourselves a great weekend. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.